So I'm down at the State Library, and it's the 10th of September, and people have stopped work for Palestine. There's a lot of people here, actually, and they're not just all cops. There's people who are from the NTU, the ASU, the Services Union. There's people from this, there's a person from the CFMEU that I've come across. There's other unions as well. They've come in support of the people from Palestine. It's a national or an international call for action.
Yeah, well, we know that Palestinian trade unions put the call out for people to take strike action. And that's, you know, maybe easier said than done just because of the low levels of militant strike activity around the world at the moment. But yeah, this is an effort to at least move that in the right direction, even if it's a small action and it's restricted to just one section of the workforce.
It was funny because Josh Lees, who's a leading advocate in Sydney, was targeted by right-wing groups on social media. And one of the profiles was that this is a dole bludger. When in actual fact, this is showing that actually it's not just dole bludgers who actually care about human life.
Yes, and I know for a fact Josh Lees works as well. But yeah, I mean, working class people, you know, we don't have anything to gain from the senseless slaughter of other working class people, you know, and if we're unionists and we're engaged day to day in trying to improve our working lives, and so we actually think about these issues and we need to broaden that out. And in fact, I think we do broaden it out to care about our working class brothers and sisters as a whole. And that doesn't just end at our national borders. People absolutely care. The people who come to these huge rallies every Sunday are working class people by and large. You know, and so for us to be organised as unionists, expressing that is even more powerful. And that's the next step that we're hoping to push things in the direction of.
A lot of the members are ASU members who started, who have been actually proselytising for this, mainly from the community legal centres who work in this area of human rights on a continuous basis.
Yeah, look, lawyers get a really bad rap, and I think rightly so, but community lawyers are a bit different in that we, you know, we're not paid very well and we do the work out of a love for it usually. We work with a lot of people from disadvantaged backgrounds, a lot of people who've experienced trauma in their lives, who are refugees and so forth. You know, and I think all of us have, you know, we're engaged and looking at what's going on in the world, and we also know to see through the crap that we're fed from mainstream media and the government. So I think that puts us at an advantage in terms of being able to get on the same page, you know, ideas-wise about, like, this is these are atrocities. We know also a little bit about international law and the totally egregious violations of it. And so what better group of workers to stand up and try and lead this than us, because, you know, we're extremely passionate about it and most of us agree.
Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Can I talk to you guys? I'm from 3CR.
Yeah. And have our world spinning when others continue to suffer. So it's important to show that government in action doesn't represent the majority opinion.
This is a different kind of action though, because it's stopping work. And I suppose it's saying that the people in Palestine, in fact, all the unions in Palestine called for action right at the beginning of this and called for the workers of the world to unite effectively, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's really important to show that, yeah, absolutely, like, taking time off work is really crucial to show that we won't stand for it.
I mean, nothing else is working at the moment. Like, we're protesting, you know, weekly, doing the rallies. There's been so many things. People have been injured protesting this matter in Australia, and that's still not enough to get the government to take any action in the face of these horrible atrocities. And a lot of us are lawyers. We work in human rights. It wouldn't make sense for us to keep business as usual when this is happening, a genocide is happening on the other side of the world.
One of the things that they continue to do is imply that the people who are protesting in support of Palestine are the rabble, when in actual fact, by standing here as workers, you're actually saying that, in fact, it's normal people who are saying that this is a problem.
Highly patronising to call people the rabble, but I guess that's what mainstream media is there to do, which is to other us, and the fact that actually a lot of people from all walks of life actually really do care about human rights and the dignity of the people in Gaza.
From 3CR, and I'm wondering why you thought it was important to stop work for Palestine today.
I think it's really important that working people and unionists stop work for Palestine, because we need to let people in government know that we are serious and that we stand in solidarity with the people who are being massacred. And we, in my family, believe that this is a genocide, and some of the people that we know in our friendship circle suffered terrible hardship and were ethnically cleansed in Srebrenica. So we are taking this seriously.
I'm an organiser with the Australian Services Union. I'm down here to support ASU members and others who are rallying here to say no to the genocide in Gaza.
So it's authorised?
Yeah.
By the union?
The rally is authorised by the union, yeah. Yeah, yeah. The role was authorised, it was promoted by the union. The strike action, the union hasn't put forward a support of the strike action, just because of the really repressive labour laws that we have in this country that target workers' rights to withdraw their labour. And so, no, the ASU hasn't supported the strike action purely because of the risks to workers and to the union branch, if that were to happen.
So you're doing a welfare check, really, aren't you?
I am, yeah. I'm here checking in, seeing how our members are going, but also standing with our members who are calling for an end to the genocide.
Thanks very much.
Yeah, thank you. By midday
yesterday, but support, striking workers for Palestine. Try to get our government to actually do something eventually, and hopefully to encourage other members of other unions to do the same thing. And yeah, it's the only way to kind of get any action.
I was wondering, could you tell me why you're here today? Why it's important?
My name is Matega. I'm a member of the Red Anti-Imperialist Collective, and I'm also a member of the ASU. And I am here to stand with the people of Palestine, to stand against imperialism and the genocide and exploitation of the third world in general, because we cannot build a more just society for all of us without justice for the most oppressed. And that doesn't just mean in our society, that means in the world as a whole. So when a genocide is happening in other parts of the world, if we don't stand up against it, we are not going to be safe from it.
G'day, you're from the Plumbers Union. Fantastic. Can you tell me why you're here?
I'm here because Palestine is union business, and it's incumbent on every single worker to be able to stand up for all oppressed peoples. And that means sometimes putting down tools and coming out and supporting the people in Palestine by doing one of our most basic rights that we have, and that is to stop work at any given time. So well done to all of the people that have gone out on strike here. Applaud it. There should be a hell of a lot more of it, including in the construction industry.
Thanks, mate. I'm from 3CR. Do you want to tell me why you're here today?
I'm here as a worker, as a trade unionist, to support the people of Palestine.
Are you surprised at how many people have turned up? Because it's 1 o'clock, they were caught down tools. These are working people. There's people from the nurses and midwives union. There's people from a whole range of different unions here.
No, I'm not surprised. I kind of am, but there needs to be more of this. People, unionists, who are unafraid of taking industrial action, which is...
It's illegal here, unless it's unprotected.
Unprotected industrial action. But when I came out the Melbourne Central Station, I saw a few people standing up in front of the library. I thought, this isn't looking good. But in 20 minutes, it's just swelled. It's a really good turnout, and I'm proud to be here.
Thanks, mate.
My name's Louisa. I'm a rank and file member of the ASU and a community lawyer at Inner Melbourne Community Legal. We're gathered and protesting here today on the lands of the Bunurong, Boon Wurrung and Wurundjeri Woi Wurrung people of the Kulin Nations. This is land that was stolen from its custodians, and they were subject to a genocide. I pay my respect to elders past and present, any First Nations people here today, and acknowledge their resilience and determination in the ongoing struggle for treaty and justice. This is a wonderful crowd, really inspiring. Can I see, with a show of hands, how many people walked out from work today? That's so wonderful. It's really amazing. We're here today as workers, as unionists who usually come together in that capacity to improve our pay and conditions. Indeed, we're legally only allowed under the Fair Work Act to strike for those things. But pay and conditions is about how we live, about how much free time we have, about how stressed we get over money. Could you tighten this? They're concerns that any single one of us with a sense of humanity extends to our families, our communities, people who we live with, and that doesn't just stop at our national borders. And as we witness a genocide, the sheer agony of the Palestinian people, we must question how we as workers can use our industrial power to stop the Israeli and US war machine. Whether Palestinians live freely and live beautifully as they deserve to is union business. I know many of us are having our pay docked and putting ourselves at risk of fines today, but what a tiny price to pay to bring to life this expression of working class solidarity from Naam to Palestine.